One poem only. Just for now, just for you. Here's today's poem. Today I'm reading a poem by Oscar W. Isaacs. You can find him at Oscar Reitzix. The mythical hero of legend has clinical depression. The prophecy breathed of him cleaving through demons, reaping through legions of unspeakable evil, reaming to pieces their grievous leaders. Then, of the deceased, he'd retrieve them from Elysium by redeeming their lethal lesions. A kill he's healed. But in reality, the hero just sleeps in. His steed, he forgot to feed it. Lives off cheap mead, cheap weed. Gets a quest, he doesn't even read it. His sword, forged by dwarves in the depths of a ford, is buried under heaps of laundry increasing week by week, because folding his jeans is as steep an odyssey as deceiving Polyphemus. Forget polishing those greaves when Aeneids could be written from him polishing his teeth. The mythical hero of legend is Atlas, bearing the weight of the heavens, even when he's rotting in his bedroom. He's reeling from a lifetime of people demeaning and lessening his presence. First bullies, then professors, with lessons in quelling his legend. And then in the present, he's putting in effort and pressing incessant investors. It bends him, rends him, condemned like a Trojan no Hector defending. And while kingdoms emoliate in dragon's flames, he sat at home playing video games, because he comprehends himself as Untermenschen. There's no Nemean beast, no mares of Diomedes. The apples of Hesperides still chill among the trees. The labors would seem unachievable too if Hercules was Gen Z. And though the world needs him, he can't quite believe it. A party made up of a priest and a thief, like in an RPG, awaits him. He doesn't know that those are his mates who stayed with him, who he's airing because replying to their message feels like writing an epic. But the world cannot be rescued by scrolling through Reddit. Upheaval cannot be bested by a festering prisoner of terror. The mythical hero of legend must be his own medic. Like Gilgamesh, he must face the grotesque and behead it.
Transform like an Ovid retelling.
Not dread the unsettling. Accept it. The voice in his head will always be frenetic. Let it. It won't always be poetic. Even if he manages to build Rome from wreckage, he is stuck behind a desk. Shiva works for Unilever. Beowulf claims benefits. The mythical hero of legend is being suppressed, and you, no less oppressed. You get dressed, get stressed, do your best for a profession that does not honor the hopes you're repressing. I am Tiresias the prophet proclaiming a presage. You, my friend, are not pathetic. Even if apathetic, even if dead, your life was a saga you scribed into cells. The mythical hero works in sales, works retail, waits tables. The mythical hero frees himself from Hades since maybe to be is worthy of fables. And even though sometimes he dreams of the cleanest means to leave, and there may come a day where that urge may defeat him. Perceive that the prophecy breathed of him cleaving through demons. And to exist. For an eon, or even just for a minute, to meet them in conflict, is mythic. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If this poem moved you, share it with someone who needs it.